Welcome to Biology Boost, your GCSE revision podcast. I'm your host, and today we're diving deep into one of the most fascinating and exam-relevant topics in the whole specification, selective breeding and gene technology. This is topic 7.4, and it comes up in exams more often than you might think, sometimes in short recall questions, sometimes in big six-mark evaluate questions. So whether you're sitting your mocks or the real thing, this episode is going to get you fully prepared. Let's start with a quick overview of what we're covering today. We've got two big ideas: selective breeding, which humans have been doing for thousands of years, and genetic engineering, which is the modern high-tech version. We'll look at how they work, what they're used for, the benefits, the risks, and crucially, how examiners want you to talk about them. I'll also give you some really solid exam tips and a quick-fire quiz at the end. So grab a pen, because you'll want to jot a few things down. All right, let's get into it. Section 1, selective breeding. So, what is selective breeding? In the simplest terms, it's when humans choose which organisms to breed together in order to produce offspring with desirable characteristics. And here's the key thing to understand. This isn't genetic engineering. There are no labs, no enzymes, no DNA being cut and pasted. It's just choosing parents with the traits you want and letting nature do the rest. Humans have been doing this for around 10,000 years. Think about dogs. Every single dog breed, from a tiny Chihuahua to a massive Great Dane, was created by selective breeding from wolves. Farmers selectively bred wolves that were less aggressive, then selected for different physical traits over hundreds of generations. That's selective breeding in action. Now, how does it actually work? The process is straightforward. Step 1. Identify the individuals in your population that show the desired characteristic. Maybe you want cows that produce more milk, or wheat that grows taller, or dogs that are calmer. Step 2, breed those individuals together. Step 3, from the offspring, select the ones that best show the desired trait. Step 4, repeat this over many generations. Over time, the frequency of the desired characteristic increases in the population. Let's look at some real examples, because examiners love specific examples. In agriculture, selective breeding has been used to produce high-yield crop varieties, wheat and maize that produce far more grain per plant than their wild ancestors. It's also been used to create disease-resistant crops, animals that produce more meat or milk, and even ornamental plants with particular flower colors. In animals, we've selectively bred cattle for high milk yield, sheep for thick wool, and dogs for specific working behaviors like herding or retrieving. But, and this is really important for your exams, selective breeding comes with risks. Because you're always selecting from the same gene pool, you reduce genetic diversity. This is called a reduction in the gene pool. When the gene pool narrows, harmful recessive alleles can accumulate. This leads to something called inbreeding depression, where closely related individuals are bred together and offspring are more likely to inherit two copies of a harmful recessive allele. Pedigree dogs are a classic exam example here. Many breeds suffer from inherited health conditions precisely because of intensive selective breeding. So remember, selective breeding equals choosing parents with desired traits, breeding over many generations, same species only, reduces genetic diversity, risk of inbreeding. Section 2, genetic engineering. Now let's move on to genetic engineering, and this is where it gets really exciting. Genetic engineering is the deliberate modification of an organism's genome to introduce a desirable characteristic. The key word there is deliberate, and the key difference from selective breeding is that genetic engineering can move genes between completely different species. You can take a gene from a human and put it into a bacterium. That is simply not possible with selective breeding. The definition you need to know for your exam is: genetic engineering involves modifying the genome of an organism to introduce desirable characteristics. Now let's walk through the main steps of the genetic engineering process, because this is a classic exam question. Describe the main steps in genetic engineering, and it can be worth up to 6 marks. Step 1, identify the desired gene. Scientists identify the specific gene that codes for the desired characteristic. For example, the human gene that codes for insulin production. Step 2. Cut out the gene. The gene is cut out of the donor DNA using restriction enzymes. Think of restriction enzymes as molecular scissors. They cut DNA at specific sequences, leaving what are called sticky ends. These sticky ends are really important because they allow the gene to be joined to other DNA. Step 3. Insert the gene into a vector. A vector is a carrier, usually a bacterial plasmid, which is a small circular piece of DNA found in bacteria. The plasmid is cut open with the same restriction enzyme, so it has complementary sticky ends. The human gene is then inserted into the plasmid, and an enzyme called DNA ligase joins them together. This creates what's called recombinant DNA, DNA that contains genetic material from two different sources. Step 4, insert the vector into the host organism. The recombinant plasmid is inserted into a host organism, usually a bacterium. The bacterium then replicates, and every copy of the bacterium contains the new gene. Step 5, the host organism expresses the new gene. The bacterium reads the inserted gene and produces the desired protein. In the case of insulin, bacteria produce human insulin, which is then harvested and used to treat people with type 1 diabetes. This is genuinely one of the most important medical applications of genetic engineering. Before this technology, diabetics had to use insulin extracted from pigs or cows, which wasn't always as effective and raised ethical concerns. Now, GM bacteria produce human insulin cheaply and in large quantities. Other brilliant examples of genetic engineering include golden rice, rice that has been genetically modified to produce beta carotene, which the body converts to vitamin A. This has been developed to address vitamin A deficiency in developing countries, which causes blindness in hundreds of thousands of children each year. And GM crops that are resistant to herbicides or pests, reducing the need for chemical sprays. Section 3, exam tips and common mistakes. Right, now let's talk exam technique. This is where you can really pick up marks. The number one mistake I see candidates make is confusing selective breeding with genetic engineering. They're not the same thing. Selective breeding uses natural reproduction and works within a species. Genetic engineering uses enzymes to cut and insert DNA and can cross species barriers. If an exam question asks you to describe genetic engineering and you describe selective breeding, you will score 0. So be really clear on this distinction. Mistake number 2. When you get an evaluate question about gene technology, candidates often only give one side. An evaluate question, worth typically 4 to 6 marks, requires you to consider both benefits and risks, and then make a judgment. If you only write about benefits, you cap yourself at roughly half marks. Always cover both sides. Mistake number 3, being vague about the genetic engineering process. Saying scientists change the DNA is not enough. You need to name the tools: restriction enzymes to cut, DNA ligase to join, plasmid as the vector. These are the specific terms that earn marks. Now, command words. Let's talk about what examiners actually want. If the question says state, give a short factual answer, no explanation needed. One sentence maximum. If it says describe, tell me what happens. Use correct terminology. For the genetic engineering process, describe each step in order. If it says explain, tell me how or why, use the word because to link cause and effect. For example, restriction enzymes are used because they cut DNA at specific sequences, producing sticky ends that allow the gene to be joined to the plasmid. If it says evaluate, this is the big one. Consider both sides, use evidence, and make a judgment. Structure it as benefits first, then risks, then a conclusion that weighs them up. For timing, roughly 1 minute per mark. A 6-mark question should take about 6 to 7 minutes. Don't rush, but don't overwrite either. Section 4, quick fire recall quiz. Okay, time for the quiz. I'll ask the question, give you 5 seconds to think, then give you the answer. Ready? Question 1, what is selective breeding? Answer: choosing organisms with desired characteristics and breeding them together over many generations to increase the frequency of those characteristics in a population. Question 2, name the enzyme used to cut DNA in genetic engineering. Answer: restriction enzyme. Question 3, what is a plasmid? Answer: a small circular piece of DNA found in bacteria used as a vector to carry a gene into a host organism. Question 4, what enzyme joins DNA fragments together? Answer: DNA ligase. Question 5, give one benefit of genetic engineering in medicine. Answer: production of human insulin by GM bacteria for treatment of type 1 diabetes. Also acceptable, gene therapy for genetic diseases. Question 6, give one risk of selective breeding. Answer: reduction in genetic diversity, leading to inbreeding depression and accumulation of harmful recessive alleles. Question 7, what does GMO stand for? Answer, genetically modified organism. Question 8, what are sticky ends? Answer, short, single-stranded sequences of DNA left after restriction enzymes cut DNA, which allow complementary sequences to join together. How did you do? If you got 6 or more, brilliant, you're in great shape. If you got fewer, don't worry. Go back over the key steps and make sure you can name the enzymes and describe the process in order. Section 5, summary and sign-off. Let's wrap up with the key points to take away from today. 1, selective breeding involves choosing parents with desired traits and breeding them over many generations. It works within a species and reduces genetic diversity. 2, genetic engineering modifies the genome by inserting genes from one organism into another. It uses restriction enzymes to cut, plasmids as vectors, and DNA ligase to join. 3, key applications include insulin production, golden rice, pest-resistant crops, and disease-resistant animals. 4, benefits include medical advances, improved crop yields, and reduced pesticide use. Risks include unknown ecological effects, reduced biodiversity, and ethical concerns. 5, in evaluate questions, always cover both sides and make a judgment. 6, know your key terms, restriction enzyme, DNA ligase, plasmid, vector, recombinant DNA, GMO. That's it for today's episode of Biology Boost. You've covered selective breeding, genetic engineering, the key steps, real-world applications, and exam technique. You are genuinely better prepared than you were 30 minutes ago, and that matters. Keep revising, keep practicing past paper questions, and remember, every mark you understand how to earn is a mark you can get. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.